It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that MMA spot.
AMBERMAY, that's fly. AMBERMAY, that's why.
Kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. Is here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that MMA spot. It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. MMA show is here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that MMA spot.
Welcome to the MMA show. I'm so glad you guys tuned in today. We have been talking about Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving's only a couple days away. And I want to open the phone lines up today to share what you're thankful for. I'm going to share what I'm thankful for. I have Pastor James Hayes again another week with me about what he's thankful for. And I have a really special treat for you today. I have Marlene Hendrickson. She's here. She's gone through a lot in her life. But all this is just to share what she's thankful for, because sometimes going through hard stuff lets us really put into perspective things that we should be grateful for. Welcome so much, Marlene and Pastor James Hayes.
Well, thank you very much.
Marlene, why don't you share with us things that have gone on in your life and what you're thankful for today?
Okay. Well, I have so many things to be thankful for, starting with the year 1998. My husband and I had applied to, we heard of a little baby, actually, that was going to be born that was going to need a good home. And we went through fingerprinting and numerous things. Even though we have six of our own that are grown and out of the house, we decided we really wanted to do this. And to make a long story short, at the end of all of this work, they told us that we were too old and our hearts were broken. They said there was too many other people that were waiting on a child, and we already had some of our own. So that started the whole thing. And then a few months later, my dad, who is my best friend, he died of a heart disease. And during that time, on May 1st, we were going to lay him to rest out at the VA hospital, the VA cemetery. Mm-hmm. And 2 hours before we were to go there, we received a call from DES, and they told us, come and pick Emma up.
Wow. So this is the child you were going to adopt?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We'd already named her, even. So we were so thankful for that. And, you know, it was like a emotional roller coaster, because the loss of my father, right, my best friend, to receiving a new baby. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things. And then shortly thereafter that, I encountered a problem with my heart. Mm-hmm. And went to the doctor. He said I had a left heart blockage, and I had to have an angioplasty the very next morning. Well, as I was laying there in the bed watching on the TV, them messing around with my heart, trying to see what was going on, I noticed that my doctor was scratching his head with a real bewildered look on his face, and he spoke to the anesthesiologist and another intern that was there in the room with me. And I'm thinking, what in the world is wrong, you know? And he came over and he rubbed my arm and he said, I don't know what to think of this. He said, I believe you've had some sort of a miracle in your life, because he said the heart blockage was there on the left side. Mm-hmm. And he said there's no way that it could have passed, because it was like a blood clot effect. Okay. And had it passed through my heart, it would have been sudden death.
Right.
So that was the second miracle.
Wow.
So, and just from that time on, then I had back issues. And
let me stop you for just a second. Okay. Now, are you a believer in Christ at this point? Are you?
I am.
You are? Okay.
I had not turned my life over to Christ at that time. Even though, you know, I questioned myself because I'm seeing all these miracles happening.
Right.
But anyway, so we went and I got the help of a spine specialist to have my back checked out.
Now, why would you need that? Are you having back trouble right now?
I started having back pain.
Okay.
And it got to the place where it was almost unbearable. My leg went to where I had no feeling in it, from my hips down to my toes. And the doctors told me that they needed to rule out some things. I either had MS, a very rare spinal disease, or malignancy of the spine, which I hadn't even processed, you know, in my mind at that time. And I went through all of the different tests for this, and the doctor said it would be 1 in 1,000,000 if I had the rare spinal disease. They ruled out the MS the same day with tests that they did on me, and he kind of prepared me for the worst. And during that 6 weeks of waiting to find out the results of that, you know, it was hard for me because here I am with a little girl trying to raise her, and am I going to see her, you know, grow mm-hmm. up, and having trouble facing my family and what have you. And then one day the phone rings, and it's the neurologist who had gotten the report, and he said, "Well, Marlene," he said, "you're 1 in 1,000,000."
Not so. The good kind either, huh? No. Not like super, you are 1 in 1,000,000.
That's right. Aww. And there was another miracle. And I went, I ended up having the surgery right away, and they said that I would be in a wheelchair, which I was, for about a year. I had went back to work. I was able to work for 4 more years during that time with the doctor's office that I've been with for several years. And then I, once again, the pain came back. They put me on from Darvocet to Percocet, and I was taking that like 4 times a day just to be able to cope.
And how can you function? Because that kind of makes you dreary or not really in the clear mind.
You're exactly right.
Wow.
And the spine specialist I saw at that time, you know, he told me, "You have to quit. You're going to be in a wheelchair the rest of your life." And there's no way he would touch me to do another surgery. He said I was so bad in the back that by the time they, you know, were able to cure one part, it would be back on that part before they could go to the next part.
Wow.
So I just had made up my mind I was in the wheelchair. And I ended up having to quit work. Then it was depression. Because here we are, two income family going to one income, and you know, wondering if you're going to be homeless.
And you can relate right now to what's going on right now. Yes. With a lot of families.
That's absolutely right.
They're thinking
right.
The same thing.
Yep. And so I talked with my husband, you know, and I, when we both talked, you know, we really need to make a change in our life. You know, mm-hmm. let's try what people keep telling us about. You know, make a commitment, a financial commitment to God. And because I am go to the South Peoria Baptist Church, and
one of the best churches in the whole world.
You got that right.
Absolutely.
And the very best pastor.
Oh, we have the best one.
That's right. And we wondered, okay, we're going to do this, but where's the money going to come from? And the very, probably within, I'd say the very first month after doing that, out of the blue comes a $900 check from an escrow account on our home, which we had no idea where that came from.
Wow.
And then, of course, waiting on the disability check, that was a strain because 6 months to a year. And then that came, and we're like, wow, you go, God, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, we received 2 checks, from one from my husband's side of the family, one from my side of the family, totally unexpected, just for no reason other than to say they loved us. And each check was $5,000.
Wow.
And we knew then that God was working in our lives because we had turned our life over to Him. And probably, I guess, the most important thing that I want to say that I'm thankful for is a friend of mine who belongs to the South Peoria Church. Her name is Sylvia Justice. She had brought me to the church one Sunday, and it was Easter Sunday. And Pastor James had a program that they had put on. And one of the members there, a young guy, came. He was portraying Jesus. He had the wooden cross on his back, and he was dressed in a white cloak, and it looked to be like it had blood stain on it, just like the blood that Jesus shed for me.
Right.
And that's when I really accepted Christ, I think, completely in my heart, because as he came down the aisles, I started crying. I could not stop. Shortly thereafter that, I asked Pastor James to baptize myself and my daughter. And now my husband just did that as well. So not the baptismal, but he joined our church.
Oh,
he had already been baptized.
That's wonderful.
But it's just made such a difference in my life that I can only hope that anyone who might be listening today, if nothing else, you know, that they know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And if they open up their hearts and speak this to other people, don't be afraid if someone makes fun of you because you're talking about God,
mm-hmm.
you know, because a lot of people will pull back from that. But just, you're proud of it. You just say it. I hope that it changes their life somehow.
Now, all my radio listeners cannot see, but she's walking now. She is no longer wheelchair bound. I mean, we serve a God that maybe doctors say one thing, but our God is way more powerful than the doctors.
That's right.
So if we put our whole trust in God, not only will he meet our financial needs, but he will meet our health needs. I mean, God said he's going to provide for all of our needs according to his riches through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
So what I'm hearing from you is the one thing you are most thankful for is Jesus dying for you, yes, being there for you step by step with all those struggles, realizing that it was he who carried you through the sand when you saw only one footprint. It was him, not you by yourself carrying all the load. Am I correct?
That's correct, Amber. And just to enlighten a little bit on that subject, I was in church one Sunday when Pastor James asked this couple to come forward, and there was a young girl and her husband, and I watched from my wheelchair. She could barely walk to the front, with her husband holding on to her, and her husband had had her to Mayo Clinic and several places. The doctors could not find out what was wrong with her, and Pastor James asked some of the members to please come forward and help him to pray for her, that God would perform a healing in this lady. And because I was in the wheelchair, I sat quietly in the back and prayed for her next to where my family was. The strangest thing happened that day because it was almost like a heavy jolt in my hip and almost like blood rushing from my hips down to my toes. And when we got out to the car that day after the church service, I told my husband I wondered if something really wrong had happened in my back again because of what had happened in the church. And we drove on home, and as I was sitting there in the wheelchair, it was almost as if God was speaking to me. It was like, Marlene, get up out of your chair.
Just like in the Bible stories.
Yes.
Pick up your mat and walk.
And I get kind of emotional about this because I tell you why. I could suddenly, it was like I felt the feeling back in my leg. And I stood, and I didn't need any arm to hang on to. I did not need my wheelchair. No more Darvis sat. It was like a whole new beginning for me. So I know God listened to me that day and helped me as well. And there again, if you believe in him and you do right by him and praise his word and tithing, which I got to be honest with you, I never did before. But once I made that commitment to God, it has totally changed my life forever. And I am so happy and thankful for the person I am now, and I am walking around by myself.
Amen. You know, Marlene, thank Amen. You for sharing Praise that story with us. And I'm going to open the phone lines in just a minute. Write down this number and start calling in, because after we come back from the break, I want to know what you're thankful for. We just heard a powerful story of what's Marlene has gone through in her life and the things she's thankful for. So what are you thankful for? The number 602-296-3632. That's 602-296-3632.
Don't go away. Amber May will be right back.
At AngiesList.com, you'll find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. Use promo code AMBER for 25% off your membership at AngiesList.com.
With the rapid pace of technology advancements, purchasing computers or networking your business's workstations can become confusing and frustrating. Let LPGA Technology Control help provide answers to all your computer-related needs. Whether you have one computer or a 50 workstation network, we can help plot a course to make the best use of your investment. LPGA Technology Control provides consulting, installation, and upgrade products and services for systems of all sizes. Visit us on the web at www.lpga.net or give us a call at 623-873-8888. That's 623-873-8888.
Did you know that your chance of being a victim of identity theft is 1 in 4? Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is being stolen. In 2007, 8.4 million of Americans were victimized by identity theft. Do what I did and protect your identity. Anyone can be a target, and once your social is out, it's staying out. LifeLock is the leader in identity theft protection. Use the service most cops use themselves. When you visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AMBER10, you will receive a 10% discount plus a 1 month free trial. That's LifeLock.com and use promo code AMBER10 at checkout.
You're listening to The Amber May Show.
Welcome back to The Amber May Show. I am so excited that Marlene and Pastor James Hayes came on. We're talking about Thanksgiving. It's November. It kind of brings that to our mind. You know, we got to be thankful. It's only 2 days away, the national holiday. But what are you thankful for? That's the question. Please give us a call and share with us the things you're thankful for. The number is 602-296-3632. That's 602-296-3632. Welcome again, Pastor Hayes, to the program.
It's great to be here today.
Marlene and I are both very thankful that you are our pastor.
Well, that's very nice. I'm praise the Lord that have the opportunity to be the pastor of South Peoria Baptist Church. It's a great blessing.
And, you know, our church is a dynamic church. I mean,
it is.
We pray for each other and healing. I think there's so much, there's an atmosphere of friendliness there. I really felt at home the first day I went to church.
Me too.
So I guess one thing I'm thankful for is our church, South Peoria Baptist Church.
Yes, amen.
And it's located at 91st Avenue in Olive. If anyone would like to join, our services at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m.
Well, thank you for saying that about our church, Amber.
Are you thankful for that?
I am. I'm thankful for that little plug. But I also, you know, each Sunday as I walk into church, one of the things I say to the Lord is just praying for the services. Lord, thank you for letting me be a part of what you're doing through this church.
So every day you're giving thanks to God who's using you in ministry.
Yes.
I mean, that's an honor, the fact that I think of my radio show as a ministry. I mean, God hooked everything up in such a way, and I'm just honored that he would choose me to even be where I am right now. I mean, when I got this radio job, I applied, and I just found it. You know, it was just kind of happened that I just found it, and I was asking God if this was the place that you wanted me to be at. And I had an FM station on at the time, and as I've been praying for like a whole week if I was supposed to have this job, and then all of a sudden my radio station turned to this channel, AM. I'm like, okay, God, confirmation. And I've been thankful to have this job ever since, and I've just been thankful that God has given me an opportunity to be on the radio. And if you want to share your thoughts and your thankfulness, please call us at 602-296-3632. 602-296-3632. So, Pastor, share with us some of the things you're thankful for.
Well, I tell you, I appreciate the founding fathers of the United States for setting aside a time to where we can be reminded that we need to be thankful. And when former presidents, George Washington, and then Abraham Lincoln and others, set in motion for us to have an annual time, it reminds us we need to do this, not just once a year, of course,
right?
But we need to do it every day of our life. We need that attitude of Thanksgiving. But I appreciate the fact that there were some people in the beginning of our country that recognized the need to thank God and to be able to acknowledge that God had a role in our country. And I thank the Lord there are still people in high places who acknowledge God.
I agree.
And I thank the Lord for those folks who are willing to publicly share their own testimony, share their faith, and continue to strive that our country be a godly country. There's something else I'm thankful for, several things today, of course, but one of them is that, you know, the United States is at war.
Right.
And that we have military families that are paying the ultimate price for our freedom. And I have a great appreciation to the men and women who serve in our military and to their families who are willing to support their family members in the military. We have people in Afghanistan, Iraq. We have people in places in the world that they can't talk about. They're very dangerous,
right. Mm-hmm.
Very high risk, all for the purpose of maintaining, purchasing our freedom, continuing our freedom right here in our country. And you know, this last Sunday, we were reminded of that price tag as we had a young man in the Army sharing about post-traumatic syndrome.
Right.
And disorder that's going on in the military. And so many of our young men and women who are returning from Iraq and Afghanistan are dealing with alcoholism, dealing with drug abuse, dealing with deep depression. One of the greatest causes of homelessness amongst people on the street is people out of the military. It's very, very sad. And so I just want to be able to say publicly, I thank the Lord for those people who are serving. And it causes us to be able to be concerned where we need to pray.
Right.
We need to pray every day for our military, for our families, and then we need to pray for those folks who are in public service
right.
in our country, the
not just the military, they're maintaining our freedom, but we have those people who are serving in the police, in the sheriff's department, serving in fire departments, and maintaining our freedom here.
That's right.
They're going to be serving during the holidays.
That's right. They're going to be on patrol. They don't get a ticket.
They don't get a day
off. Our nurses and doctors at the hospitals, they don't get a day off. I mean, if there's an emergency that happens, we need a doctor to be there right away. So we have to be thankful. That's some of the things we don't think about are those type of public servants.
Those individuals.
Absolutely.
Who are serving us. And I thank the Lord for that. As I come down personally, as I think about Thanksgiving, one of the things I'm reminded is that just how blessed my life really is. You know, to be able to live in the United States, to be able to know the Lord personally, the greatest blessing in my life is just to be able to know the love of the Lord, to be able to know that He loves me. Why? You know, there's nothing lovable about me or, you know, necessarily you, as nice as people as we might be.
Right.
But God in His great grace looked down and He has blessed our lives.
Absolutely.
So wonderfully and powerfully, far beyond what we deserve, far beyond what we can even begin to imagine in our lives, even in the personal struggle of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the uniqueness of our individual lives. God chose to love us. All good gifts come from Him.
Right.
And even in the difficult moments of our life, God still showing His love.
Just like Marlene, all throughout her life, He showed her love to her.
That's right.
Over and over again.
Absolutely.
That was such a powerful story. I mean, God gives us opportunities, and we do struggle through life, but those struggles, He'll turn it around for someone's good. Someone's going to benefit from that.
Well, you know, Amber, one of the things, questions that I actually asked myself during that time, you know, when I first found out that, you know, I may have a malignancy, it was like, you know, why me, God? But it wasn't very long after that I got the answer, and it was, why not you, you know? And it's true, because that those types of things can happen to anyone. But I strongly believe that if you believe in God, you know, as your personal Savior, and you give your life to Him to you know, to do better and try to do what He wants of us, that He'll change your life around and He'll be there. He's always there for you. You just have to ask Him for that.
Absolutely. If there's someone out there that wants to share what they're thankful for right now, give us a call at 602-296-3632. There's not a lot of time left, so give us a call at 602-296-3632. About what Pastor was saying, I am definitely thankful to be born in America. I could be born in a real impoverished country. I could be born to a Muslim family in Saudi Arabia where I have to wear certain things or not wear certain things or be treated certain ways that by our standard isn't really becoming. I could not know the Jesus because of the country I'm living in. Maybe in the Muslim world, I would not know who Jesus is. It wouldn't be allowed to even talk about Jesus. If I lived in a Buddhist country or something, I would not know who Jesus is. So the fact that I live in America, I have a greater chance of hearing the gospel because we have radio, we have TV, we have churches on every block, and it would be nice if more churches didn't door-to-door like the Mormons or Jehovah's Witness. So that's another way I think maybe us as a church could be better, because all these outreaches gives us an opportunity to introduce someone to Christ. So being born in America is something I'm extremely grateful for that I think that we don't think about too much. It's just like something we take for granted. I mean, the poorest person in America is a lot better off than people that aren't necessarily quote-unquote poor in other countries, but by our standard, they're impoverished.
Right.
So just that alone, I'm thankful for. I'm thankful I have my health. There's a lot of people right now that are not as healthy as I. I'm happy and thankful that I have a good husband and a good job. I have so many things to be thankful for, and it should be a thought of thankfulness instead of entitlement, as we touched on last week. What about you guys? What do you think about any of that?
Psalms? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
I totally agree with you. It's kind of like Pastor James was talking in church last week about the children, because they believe in God over in, what country was that? Was it not India? Africa, wasn't it?
Africa.
They're put in prison.
Right.
You know, and I can't imagine that, you know, and for me now, knowing my God, I can't imagine someone trying to shut me up, so to speak, mm-hmm. you know, from telling other people.
Right.
And I'm very thankful that we live in America as well.
Me too.
That we have that opportunity.
It's the most fantastic thing that God has given to you and I, is that we the personal relationship with Him, that we can know Him. And so I count myself as almost like a quadruple 100% blessed to be an American. But more than that is to be able to know the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior. And the greatest gift that He's given to us is to be able to know Him. And so as I think in this Thanksgiving season that I have the privilege of knowing the Lord, my family knows the Lord, and to know that God's provided eternal life for us. And that's what I'm thankful for today as well, Amber.
Well, I always end the show with, instead of thinking about number one, yourself, think about number two. Think about somebody else. Because if we keep looking out for somebody else, eventually when you're down and out, someone's going to look out for you. We're going to take a break, and we'll see you. We'll see you next time.
Don't go away. Amber May will be right back. Zazzle.com, an online marketplace where you can create, buy, or sell unique products. Turn your creativity into income on Zazzle.com. Zazzle is the best source for unique, high-quality gifts for everyone. Use promo code AmberMayShow to receive 10% off any order of $50 or more. That's promo code AmberMayShow.
If you are in the market for shoes or apparel, check out eastbay.com and save 15% off your order when you use the code AFAMBER1 at checkout. That's A as in Adam, F as in Frank, Amber, 1 at checkout. Or 20% off, $75 or more, when you use the code AFAMBER2 at checkout. That's A as in Adam, F as in Frank, Amber, 2, again at checkout.
PerfectMatch.com is a recognized leader in online dating and the only online dating service to offer the Duet Total Compatibility System. Visit PerfectMatch.com/Amber to receive 2 months free when you purchase 2 months. That's PerfectMatch.com/Amber.
You are listening to The Amber May Show.